This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Lisa Ledeen. Travelers making their way through Big Sur will soon pass no parking signs near the Bixby Bridge. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
The signs come just in time for Car Week, when some 100,000 people will congregate within Monterey County. The new signs are a response to concerns about safety and congestion in the area.
The county's hope is that anyone who wishes to travel this part of the State Highway 1 will do so safely and enjoy the Bixby Bridge experience from a different lens.
That's Monterey County Public Works, Facilities, and Parks Director Randy Ishii.
One does not necessarily need to get out and stop traffic in order to enjoy the experience of the Big Sur coastline and Highway 1.
He says an uptick in disruptive parking, influencers, and people taking selfies has increased congestion. The new sign should be fully installed by this Friday, the same day Car Week kicks off. After that, California Highway Patrol officers will begin enforcing the new ordinance. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
A program that connects local food producers with school districts has proven its success. 5 years after launching its farm-to-school program, California's legislators have passed a law to make it a permanent part of the Department of Agriculture. Carolyn Jones reported on this for our California newsroom partner, Cal Matters.
There are multiple grant programs that run through Farm to School that support everything from healthy school meals to student field trips to farms to sending cafeteria workers to culinary academies.
The goal was to broadly improve school meals, replacing standards like hot dogs and pizza with healthier options. Jones' reporting found that now many more students actually eat the cafeteria food. About 500 school districts and 600 farmers, ranchers, and other food producers are part of the program. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.